क्राउड सर्चिंग, शिकागो बेस्ड स्टार्टअप क्राउड फंडिंग यूटिलाइजेस द वर्जन ऑफ द क्राउड सोर्सिंग बेस्ट टर्म एज अ क्राउड रीचिंग क्राउड सर्चिंग विच इज डिफर्स फ्रॉम द माइक्रो वर्क इन दैट देर इज नो ऑब्लिगेशन ऑफ द पेमेंट फॉर टेकिंग द पार्ट इन द सर्च. देयर प्लेटफॉर्म through a geographic location anchoring builds a virtual search party of the smartphone and internet users to find a lost item, pet or a person, as well as returning a found item, pet or property. Coming down to understand the crowdfunding. This crowdfunding is the process of funding your project by multitude of the people contributing a small amount in order to attain a certain monetary goal. Okay, the basic crowdfunding, there are two basic crowdfunding models are available. The model first is that it has been around the longest is reward-based crowdfunding. What is reward-based crowdfunding? In this, people can pre-purchase the product, buy experiences, or simply donate it. In addition to that, this funding may, in some cases, go towards helping the business, where the funders are not allowed to invest and become a shareholders of the reward-based crowdfunding. So something in relating to that, what is invested, against that something is to be given back, that is reward-based crowdfunding. Individual business entrepreneur can showcase their business and the projects to the entities world by creating the profile, typically includes the short video introducing the project, list of the reward per donation and illustration through the images. If this is provided, n number of crowd will be responding to their queries. The idea which is required to be created may require sometimes the monetary angle or monetary contribution. For various reasons. One, they cannot or crowd connect to the greater purpose of the campaign. They connect to physical aspects of the campaign like rewards, and they connect the creative display of the campaign's presentation. Having understood this crowdfunding, so now let us understand crowdfunding sites. There are various crowdfunding sites. Now, which is authorized or authoritative or which is genuine, that needs to understand. There are many sites, but few sites which are genuine sites, and that we are going to discuss about. First one is a Kickstarter. They are home for the film, game, music, art, design, and technology. The creative projects can be placed on this crowdfunding site. Second one is Indiegogo. It is open. Almost all kind of projects, that even crowdfunding a baby. And company has a larger international presence than Kickstarter. CrowdRise. This also platform is doing donating to the charitable causes, this crowd cries. If you want the funds for the charity, you can place a brief about your project on the CrowdRise platform. You will be getting the donation for the charitable causes. Next one is a Quirky. This is reward-based crowdfunding. This is reward-based crowdfunding platform, and online community most often use the product inventors and the markets. Next one is a Tilt. This is also a reward-based crowdfunding platform. Something reward has to be given for the ideas provided or solution provided. Mobile crowdsourcing. This involves the activities that takes place on the smartphone or mobile platform, okay, which is characterized by the GPS technology and allows the real-time data gathering and gives the projects greater reach to the accessibility. Mobile crowdsourcing can lead to an urban bias and has safety and the privacy concerns. Some examples of mobile crowdsourcing includes the TaskRabbit, EasySift, GigWalk and Uber. Coming down to another type of crowdsourcing is macro work. Macro work is a task which is having the characteristic features such as they can done it independently. A fixed amount of reward can be given, and it requires the special skill also. Visible projects where workers pitch wherever they have the required skill, they can take part as this is a specialized project. One of the important factor of the distinguishing this is that the macro work requires specialized skill. And typically it takes a longer, while micro work requires no specified skill. Okay? If that is the macro work, then what is micro work? Micro work is a crowdsourcing platform. Users do a small task for which computers lack the aptitude for the low amount of money. Amazon's popular Mechanical Turk has created many different projects for the users to participate in, where each task requires very little time and offers a very small amount of payment. When you are choosing the task and user win the task, they learn to submit the letter and pick up less the popular task in order to increase the likelihood of getting their work chosen. Example of the Mechanical Turk project is when a user searched the satellite image for the boat in order to find the lost researcher Jim Gray. Inducement prize contest. This is the competition, prize competition or contest, often consists of generic ideas, cash prizes, and internet-based platform. Example is IBM 2006 Innovation Jam, which is attended by 140,000 international participants and yielding amount 46,000 ideas. Another example is Netflix. Netflix prize in 2009. Idea was to ask the crowd to come up with a recommendation algorithm as more accurate than the Netflix own algorithm. Explicit crowdfunding we have seen. Now we will see crowdsourcing we have seen. Now we see the implicit crowdsourcing. In implicit crowdsourcing, users do not necessarily know that they are contributing, but they are completing certain tasks. Rather than actively participating in solving the problem or providing the information, implicit crowdsourcing involves user doing another task entirely where a third party gains information for another topic which is based as a user's action. A good example of the implicit crowdsourcing is ESP game, where user guesses what images are, and then these labels are used to tag the Google images. Policy on crowdsourcing. IT mediated crowd for the policy purpose includes the use of virtual laborers. They are not actual laborers, but they are virtual laborers. Market for the policy assessment purpose investigated, and they thought of that it should be there, it should be emerged, and it should be focused on certain tasks. One example of the policy crowdsourcing is that study that took place in North Carolina in 2003 to 2005. Okay, the study on the health effect of living near to the hog factory. Issue is not big, but as far as the human life is concerned, issue is big. Whether there will be ill effect or good effect on the health of the people who are living near the hog factory. Automated air quality sensors were displayed or fixed in 16 community measures to concentration of hydrogen sulfide along with the hog farm by the product. In these communities, he had the citizens which measures their own health statistics, search, and the data analysis revealed that there was a correlation between the level of hydrogen sulfide and increased health problem. The communities submitted this data and the government listened and began changing the policy guidelines for hog farmers. This is the effect of the crowdsourcing. Now, healthcare crowdsourcing. Healthcare. The collective intelligence which outcomes from the crowdsourcing is being generated in these broad categories of the public health care, health promotion, health research, and health maintenance. Crowdsourcing allows the business to submit the problems on which the contributors can work on topics such as science, manufacturing, biotech, medicines, with monetary reward and a successful solutions. This is, though it is difficult to the crowdsource, complicated task, simple work task can be crowdsourced cheaply and effectively. Coming down to understand the demographics. What is this demographics? You know, there is an umbrella. So crowd is nothing like it is an umbrella. Okay, who contributes to one simple single problem. Though it is sometimes difficult to gather the data about the demographic of the crowd, a study and the survey and demographics of the sample of more than 4 lakh registered crowdsourcers, crowd workers using Amazon Mechanical Turk to complete the task for pay. It is also found that the crowds are not simply collections of the amateur or hobbyists. Rather, crowds are often professionally trained in a discipline relevant to give a crowdsourcing task and sometimes hold an advanced degree and many years of experience in the profession. Claiming that crowds are amateur rather than professionals. Factually, it is untrue. But may lead to the marginalization of the crowd labor right. motivation to contributors. Motivations. Many scholars of the crowdsourcing have suggested that there are both intrinsic and extrinsic motivations that causes the people to contribute to the crowdsourced task, and that these factors influences the different types of contributors. For example, students and the people employed full-time rate human capital advancement as less important than part-time workers do, while the woman rate a social contract is more important than the men do. Right? Now, in respect of intrinsic motivations are the broken down into two categories, enjoyment-based and the community-based motivation. Enjoyment-based motivation is referring to the fun and enjoyment. These motivation includes skill variety, task identity, task autonomy, and direct feedback from the job and the best time. Whereas community-based motivation refers to the motivations which are related to the community's participation, and it includes the community identification and include the community identification and the social contacts also. In intrinsic motivations, there are broken down into three categories. One is immediate payoff, delayed payoff, and social motivation. In immediate payoff, though there is a monetary payment, they are immediately received by the compensation given to those who complete the task. Delayed payout are the benefit that can be used to generate the future advantage. Social motivations is nothing but it is a reward behaving the pro-socially, such as the altruistic motivation of online volunteers. Now, requesters. These requesters uses the crowdsourcing by means that the Amazon Mechanical Turk can help to provide the researcher a request which is already established under the infrastructure for their projects, which allows them easily to utilize the crowd and access the participants from diverse cultural background. The crowdsourcing can also help to complete the work for the project that would normally have a geographical and population size limitation. Now, participation in crowdsourcing. Despite the potential global surge, particularly reach of IT applications online, it is illustrated that the difference in location affects the participation outcome in IT-mediated crowd. Now let us understand a little bit controversies on crowdsourcing. There are four major topics of the controversies about the crowdsourcing. One, entrepreneurs contribute less capital themselves. So less capital. Second, increased number of funded ideas. Large number of ideas are getting funded. The value of the impact. The value and the impact of the work which is received from the crowd, and the ethical implication of the low wage paid to the crowd workers. Now, entrepreneur contribute less capital themselves. Little bit elaborate. To make an idea turn into reality, the first needed is a capital. Now, capital will depend upon the scope and complexity of the crowdsource project. Okay, this capital raising process can take anywhere from days to months, depending upon different variable, and the crowdsourcing process allows the company or entrepreneur or entity to access the wide range of investors who can take a different stake in the project. In effect, the crowdsourcing simplifies the capital raising process and allow the entrepreneurs or entity to spend more time on the project itself and reaching to the milestone rather than dedicating time to get it started. Now, in case the increased number of funded ideas, the proponent, those who proposes the idea, argue the crowdsourcing, which is a beneficial because it allows the niche idea that would not survive the venture capitalist or angel funding. Many times the primary investors are startup to be started. Many ideas are killed their infancy in due because of insufficient support. Crowdsourcing allows some ideas that would have benefit from the projects to fund and become projects to fund and become a part of it. When the raw number of projects grows, the number possible failure can also increase. Crowdsourcing assists the niche and high risk project to start because the perceived need from the select few for seeking the project. Impact of the crowdsourcing on product quality. You have crowdsourced ideas. What is its impact on the product quality? Okay. Crowdsourcing allows anyone to participate. That is true. Allowing many unqualified participants and resulting the large number of quantities of unusable contributions also. So, the companies or traditional workers, they must sort through all these low quality contributions. This task of the sorting through the crowd workers contributions. With this, the necessary job of managing the crowd requires the companies to hire the actual employees and thereby increasing the management overhead. This is the drawback. Now, ethical concern. Ethical concern about crowdsourcing, because crowd workers are considered as an independent contractors rather than the employee. They are not regularly paid. When idea is thrown, they respond to ideas, for that only they are paying. So they are not guaranteed minimum wage. We have considered the using mechanical term gate and participants for the research and studies, and have argued that the wage condition might be unethical. According to the other research, workers on Amazon mechanical term don't feel that they are exploited and are ready to participate in crowdsourcing activities in the future. When Facebook began its localization program in 2008, it received the criticism using the free labor and crowdsourcing in the transitional site guidelines. Let us understand advantages of the crowdsourcing. Two minds are better than 1,000 minds. Two minds are better than 1,000 minds. This is the proverb, right? Now let us turn out the question over the wide talent pool. Companies can gain an access to the Amazon. Suggestions for new product or services, or for a new solution or challenging the problem. Not only does it help to the problem or problem solving, but it also allows the group to feel connected with the companies and organization. For building this confidence, and the community of the contributors can have the huge benefit in terms of the marketing, brand visibility, and the customer loyalty. Crowdsourcing offers a lot of other advantages too. That is lower cost. Pay little or do not pay at all. Greater speed. Harnessing the wide pool of the people. They can speed up the problem. They can speed up the problem solving process when it is comparing to the large number of small tasks. More diversity. Some companies may have a lot of internal diversity. By crowdsourcing ideas, they can benefit from others with a different background, values, and life expectancy. Marketing and media. This coverage can be the cost effective. And this is the cost effective source of marketing. Crowdsourcing is cost-effective source of marketing, and media coverage, as seen in the example, my Starbucks idea and logo idea. Even with these advantages, you need to decide if the crowdsourcing is right for your project or not. With this, I conclude and also says that this intervening topic will definitely help you to understand the further 4-5 topics of the crowdfunding. Till then, thank you very much.